Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Are you in your element? This is Jeremy Nelson, your host for Element Wealth Radio. Every Sunday from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. and Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk Jackson 97.3. Element Wealth Radio, helping you complete your financial picture.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your Radio Happy Hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Now, don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. Also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app and your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us, too. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. Now, with all the summer-like weather over the weekend, it is hard to believe that just a few weeks ago, we were all covered in ice, at least North Mississippi was. And the work is still being done for those affected. And joining us today is Susie Bowman. She's Creates Director of Regional Impact to share some of the good things they're doing for those up north. Welcome, Susie.
Hello, Rebecca.
It's good to have you. How is the weather in Tupelo area? Are y'all warm and sunshiny this weekend as well?
Absolutely beautiful today.
And it's hard to believe. I know the winter storm was several weeks ago, but just last Monday or so, many of us were going to work in snow and no ice, but maybe a few snow flurries. And now look at us today. We're basically in summer-like weather. But that doesn't mean that people affected don't still need help and support, and you guys are doing that. But first, let's start by you reminding us who the CREATE Foundation is and kind of what is your overall mission all year long.
Sure. The CREATE Foundation was founded in 1972, and for over three decades, we have been the oldest and largest community foundation in Mississippi. And our real mission is to improve the quality of life for people all across Northeast Mississippi. And we do that in various ways. Kind of our arms that create our philanthropy, regional community development, and so we do that also through education initiatives as well.
So tell us about the Ice Storm Relief Fund. Have you always had maybe a natural disaster relief fund? I know it hasn't always been ice. There have been other things that have come through or disrupt people's everyday living. Or was this one very specific to what happened earlier this year?
In the past, we have had certain funds set up specifically for, like, tornado disasters. Monroe Strong was one example of that. But this was such a widespread impact of our 17 counties. 10 of our counties were extremely affected through this ice storm. So our president, Mike Claiborne, and our board of directors knew that we had to jump in and help how we could with our charitable dollars. So that's how we kind of came about starting the Ice Storm Relief Fund, which is going to kind of balloon into a more just disaster regional relief fund in the future.
So how does it work? I mean, obviously it's in its name, but how are the funds sort of collected? And then ultimately you guys have gotten the opportunity to start distributing. So kind of like the back end of it, how does this relief fund work?
So we initially had three primary donors kind of jump in and want to help with this effort. And CREATE Foundation, of course, and North Mississippi Primary Healthcare and Toyota were our two others that kind of said, we want to help. So we've been able to push out the door about $325,000 through this fund. And we did that through our community affiliates. So with our 17 counties, every one of our communities have a community affiliate, which is a local group of leaders that have their own endowment fund that they can do, grant work through and any kind of community work. And so we were able to push those dollars out to our affiliates. Those affiliates were able to go into their communities and find out what the needs were of the people, whether that be organizational needs and help local nonprofits who dove right in to help people during the ice storm, or if it's helping people individually. So we were excited to be able to have that venue to go ahead and push out those charitable dollars to help people immediately.
Now, I know that Benton County Community Affiliate, they're getting some praise for some of the things that they are doing, or at least some of the donations that are going to those who helped people when it first hit. Tell us that great story.
And we were really excited because just this past year, we only 15 of our 17 counties actually had their community affiliates stood up. And so just in this past year, Tishomingo and Benton were two of our counties that we were able to create those affiliates in. And I'm so glad that we did because those were two of our most impacted counties as well. So Benton County, for example, we have been working with Mayor Clint Moffitt in Hickory Flat and some of our fire department leaders on the other side of the county in Ashland. So our fire departments in Ashland just were able to just dive in and start helping people immediately. So we were able to reimburse a lot of the expenses that they had, that they were feeding people. You know, food insecurity was a big issue during the ice storm. They were able to help people with propane, and that all came out of their own personal resources. So we were able to help in that aspect. But on the other side of the town, Mayor Clint Moffitt said, I know this is going to be a trickle-down effect. People are not going to be able to pay their light bills and pay their rent bills because they weren't able to work during the ice storm, and it's just going to trickle down. So we were able to partner with places like New Albany Light, Gas, and Water, who were able to identify people who were struggling with their bills after the storm, and able to pay a lot of those bills so that people weren't disconnected because of the struggles that they had to endure during the ice storm. So just those are just a few of the wonderful stories we've had coming out of the great work our community affiliates have done through this fund, and much more to come.
Feels like a little bit of a God wink, Susie, that Mitten and you said Tishomingo kind of came in as an affiliate right on time, even though you don't want to say Fern was right on time. But those kind of things kind of happen. And it feels like with the CREATE Foundation and the work y'all have done over the, you know, years that you have been rooted in communities, it goes to show what that longstanding kind of support can accomplish. Will funds for this particular ice storm continue to sort of roll out, or this kind of transition into a holding tank for, I hope we don't have any other future natural disasters, but again, that's just kind of how the cookie crumbles sometime. Kind of where is it at now with the fund?
We do. We are in conversations with multiple other donors to help in the future, because we know that the impact is going to be ongoing of what the needs are in the communities. So we do hope to have future donors, and if you're one of those donors and willing to donate your philanthropy to this effort, you can reach out to the CREATE Foundation, and we'll be glad to put you in touch with how to give to that fund. And every one of our local affiliates is working on a disaster recovery plan now, because that was one of the gaps that we saw, was that not everyone had a plan in place. Of course, you just don't know what you don't know until you're smacked with an event like this. So each one of them are also now in the process of having a more formalized disaster recovery plan.
So as the director of regional impact, hopefully disaster relief isn't your only thing you have to focus on the next little while, Susie. Definitely part of it. What are some of those other things regionally with CREATE that's going on that, you know, us in Mississippi should know that's happening in Northeast Mississippi?
Sure. We actually are very excited. We have our upcoming big event called the State of the Region on May 6th, which will be at the Cadence Bank Arena here in Tupelo, Mississippi. Anyone and everyone is welcome to attend that event. And some of the topics we're focusing on, not besides the disaster that happened here in Northeast Mississippi with the ice storm, is also advocacy for youth court reform and how we can help our children who are in abusive homes, and then we have tons of education and initiatives. One of the other wonderful things that the CREATE Foundation does is through the Toyota Wellspring Education Fund. That was the $50 million gift to education here when Toyota moved to Northeast Mississippi. So we have countless initiatives that are coming out of that effort as well. So we know it's all important, but the big thing we want to do is continue to breed a pipeline of leaders for Northeast Mississippi so that there is always wonderful things going on in quality of life improvements in Mississippi.
It sounds like such meaningful work, Susie. How did you find your way to the CREATE Foundation?
Actually, I was one of the first career coaches in the state of Mississippi back in 2018 when CREATE started the career coach program. So that's how I've came to know and love CREATE, and then when the opportunity presented itself for me to move in and be one of the actual staff members at CREATE, it was an easy yes for me.
You mentioned that Create Foundation covers 17 counties. That's a big, big piece of Mississippi. If this is the first time someone's maybe hearing of the Create Foundation or maybe getting a better understanding of what you guys do on a daily basis or even interested in the ICE Relief Fund, is there an easy way to maybe find about their affiliate or just the foundation in general, kind of get any questions answered?
Absolutely. We actually just launched a brand new website that can tell you all about the great work that we're doing here at createfoundation.com. So you can go on there and you can check out everything we have to do with our funds, our philanthropy, our regional impact, the Commission on the Future of Northeast Mississippi, Toyota Wellspring. We also have the Northeast Mississippi Youth Foundation. We do countless scholarships and grants. So it is meaningful work, and it's just a wonderful organization, and we want more and more people to know about CREATE.
All righty, Susie. Well, I appreciate your time today, and the big shout-out to Benton and Benton County, and the firefighters there that went above and beyond. I think that's such a good story. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Take care.
All righty, you guys stick with us. We got a little fun for you coming up next.
No, you didn't forget. Rip through Egypt, rip through it. So rip through Egypt, yo. Said you must know what you look as if things are not what they seem. Snakes camouflage, just to flip the scene. Put your faith in the mirage, it's just a smoke screen. Just a smoke screen, just a smoke. In the spirit you with as if things are not what they seem. Snakes camouflage, just to fit in the scene. Put your faith in the mirage, it's just a smoke screen. Took that path and you know we're in need. Ooh, yeah, you are.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner, Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour, here on Super Talk Mississippi. Now, back to the fun.
Welcome back to Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live, as always, over at supertalk.fm. Also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app and your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us, too. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV, and you can watch the blue-collar comedy legend, Larry the Cable Guy, at the Heindel Center coming up this Saturday, March 28th. And he's joining us today on Good Things to get us excited about the show. Welcome.
Rebecca, thank you for having me. I was supposed to be on last week, and I missed it.
That's okay. You know what? We give forgiveness here on Good Things, and sometimes those things happen. But we don't want anyone missing out on the chance of seeing you this weekend. Will this be the first time you come to the Mississippi Delta, or when's the last time you've been in the great state of Mississippi?
No, you know what? I've done the casinos down there by the Gulf of America. And but the last time I was in Mississippi, probably, I don't know, maybe 2.5 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
I can't remember. I'm getting older. I can't remember where I've been.
You're getting older.
It's like.
But people still love hearing you, Dan. I feel weird. Should I call you Dan or do I call you Larry? What do people in real
time? You call me whatever you want to call me.
No, don't say that. That opens the door for a lot, Dan. You've been married for a long time. You know how that goes down. But you've been Larry.
I know.
You've been Larry.
Go ahead. I just celebrated my 20th wedding anniversary.
Oh, well, congratulations.
And I didn't know what to get my wife. They say 50 is gold, 25 is silver. I found out 20 was China. So I took my wife up to the Panda Express.
Well, you have been Larry the Cable Guy almost as long as I've been alive, Dan.
I know. I still am.
You still are. Did you have any idea back in the early 80s when you created this, I guess, this character or this, you know, stage performance that he would be around for almost 5 decades later?
No, I never did, but it's, you know what, it's kind of an extension of myself anyway. I grew up on a pig farm and in southeast corner of Nebraska, and I moved to Florida when I was 15 and went to college in Georgia. So I lived in Florida for 42 years, and I come up with that. It's just a combination. Everybody I grew up with, all the all the hog farmers and the cattle farmers and just everybody. I kind of mixed everybody together. My roommates in college, I went to a Baptist college in Georgia. My roommates were from Dalton, Georgia and Beaumont, Texas. And, you know, just kind of picked up an accent and kind of mixed everybody together. And I only did it a little bit, but it was so funny and I loved it and I loved writing for it. It just kind of became the whole deal. So it was fun. I enjoyed it. But no, I never dreamed in a million years. It was just something fun to do. But you know, I'm a comedian and I love making people laugh, and that's what it's all about, going out and forgetting about your troubles for a little bit and just kicking back of a night of laughs. And I love doing that. And there's nothing better in the whole world than writing a joke and getting up on stage and telling it and watching everybody crack up at it. It's just the biggest thrill ever. And I just love it. I loved traveling with Ron and Bill and Jeff on Blue Collar, and we're all buddies still. And those were some fun times. But you know what, Rebecca? I've never taken myself too seriously. You know what? I have a unique job, and it's just getting up and making people laugh. I got a regular life after that, you know, come home and be with my family. And I know it's a crazy hobby, but I've been to bull riding. I'm a big rodeo fan. I sponsored a bunch of rodeo cowboys back in the 90s. And now I'm raising some bucking bulls. So we supply a lot of small town rodeos with bucking bulls. And just I'm enjoying my life here a little bit. So it's a good thing.
Well, you're a dad, so you've raised a couple kids over the last 20 years that you've been married. And I have to know, Dan, are your kids more impressed with Larry the Cable Guy or Mater from the Cars franchise? Which do they think Dad was coolest for in his iconic roles?
You know, I think they're both pretty cool. They were real young for my big tours and all that. The Mater stuff, of course, is everywhere. I think they get pretty impressed with the Mater stuff when they go to the parks and they hear my voice all over the theme parks. And I think that they think that's pretty impressive. But, yeah, you know, they get sick and tired of my jokes. I'm always bouncing jokes off everybody, so they don't think I'm that funny. So,
well, that's just kids in general, Dan.
They hear them all the time, so, but no, they love the car stuff. They're the whole thing. It's just, you know, they're impressed with the whole thing.
So what can we expect this Saturday? You'll be in Senatobia at the Heindel Center there March 28th, bringing your Larry the Cable Guy to the stage. I think one reason you've stuck around so long, Dan, is it's so relatable and the fact that you don't take yourself too seriously. But also, I feel like everybody has a Larry the Cable Guy in their family.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got Larry the Cable Guy in my family. I'm actually a lot of it too. So, Jeff Foxworthy and I are really close. You know, we got our own station on satellite radio and we kind of grew up the same, even though we're from different parts of the country. We both like the same stuff and kind of grew up the same. I don't think there's a piece of furniture that either one of us have that don't have camo on it somewhere. You know what? I haven't changed a thing. You know, I'm a one-liner type comedian. I was a fan growing up of the old-timers and Monty Python's Flying Circus and Hee Haw. And so my jokes, I think they're getting harder to remember. I got 240-something punchlines in my act. So they'll be laughing at one joke, and I'll be about 10 jokes down the line. I go real quick, and I go fast. So you're going to get your money's worth. I guarantee you that.
Well, you know, we've had Jeff on here on Good Things. He came to Senatobia. We've had you on now. So I need some connections to get Ron on so I can have the whole family of friends here on Good Things. So we're going to have to make that happen.
You got it. Yeah, Ron ain't far from you. Ron's just down there in Austin. That's closer than me and Jeff.
We'll see. There we go. We can all have some good laughs here. Y'all need to have a reunion and bring it to the Heindel Center there in Mississippi. I think we need to make that happen. Have y'all ever thought about y'all three getting back together?
We all do so many different things now. And, you know, Jeff's got grandbabies, and Ron's kind of doing his own thing. So I don't know. You know what? We're all good buddies, but... You know, those kind of things are hard to replicate. You know, Blue Collar came along just at the right time, and the mood was right, and it was just the right circumstances for that kind of a tour to come out. And, you know, you always hate to reunite and do a couple shows, and people enjoy it, but then always say, you know, but back in the day, boy, these guys are even fun. We don't want that, you know. We'd keep it like it is, a good distant memory, and knowing that we set records and probably never be beat for another foursome troupe out there. So
I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that, Dan. Yeah. So have you already figured out where you're going to go eat? Do you need any food recommendations while you're in Senatobia this upcoming weekend? Because you can't come to Mississippi, Dan, and not have some, you know, have some good food, some fried catfish, hus puppies, barbecue.
I know.
Southern cooking.
I know y'all got all that spicy stuff. Last time I was there, my Glade plug-in started a carpet fire, so I may have to lay. My toilet took a knee. Let's put it that way. We need to lay off the spice. No, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get there early. I like to play golf. I started learning. Boo Weekly got me into golf, so I'm gonna probably be at a golf course somewhere before the show starts.
No, all of our golf fans right now, Dan, are probably scouting out what's close to Senatobia to see if they can't get you out. But, you know, too, if you want to come down for some good fishing, I know some great crappie tournament who have taken out some pretty big names on our reservoir. So if you like fishing, hit me up, and we can get you out on the reservoir and get you a good three-and-a-half pounder. You can reel it in.
Hey, that'd be fun. I do believe, and let me not to brag, but I think on Sunday when I leave, I'm going to go and go fishing with Bill Dance.
Hey, you know what? That's pretty good as well. But Mississippi welcomes you with open arms, Dan. I know if folks want to see you, they just need to hit up the Heindel Center. You will be there Saturday, March the 28th. We hope that you have the best time while you're here in our great state. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you for having me, and everybody come on out and see me. I promise you're going to get some big laughs. So thank you so much for being fans, and let's get her done.
Thank you for your time, Dan.
You got it. Appreciate you.
All right, you guys stick with this. We got good headlines for you coming up next.
Do not delay. Contact today.
From the Seabrook,
back to Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour here on Super Talk Mississippi. Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. It's Good Things, Good Things. It's Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore.
Let me hold back. I'll keep my day job. This is one of them songs you just, in the shower, you just go for it. Welcome back to Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. Also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app and your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us too. We are on that computer, that mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. And don't forget too, our Supertalk Mississippi news team. They cover your stories and they do the best job at it. And they've got their free weekly newsletter set to come out on Friday. It's not set yet because it will be generated of all the good stories that are coming up this week. But if you don't get that, you should. Shame on you. And it's easy to do. Just go to supertalk.fm/newsletter, put your email in, and boom, on Fridays you will get a good smorgasbord of headlines throughout the week. We got Caleb here because it's Monday on Good Things to give us some of those better headlines to lighten your load and Yeah, give you a breath of fresh air, hopefully.
Yeah, and hopefully our newsletter is not just confined to what we do on Monday. We'll have stuff all throughout the week.
But,
For real, it's a free newsletter. We're not charging you anything, and it's easy to read, and we give you the best stories of the week. And some of our good headlines, Rebecca, one of the best ones, one of the ones I got really excited to see over the weekend. Is I'm a sports guy, so I love seeing when Mississippians do awesome things in sports. And our friend Jordan Anthony from Tylertown, I know he got a shout-out from our first lady, Ely Reeves, who's also from there. World champion.
Woo-hoo!
Won the 60-meter dash at the World Indoor Athletic Championship in Poland. He logged a 4:61, which is the fourth fastest time ever.
Crazy.
In that event's history. He's also one of the youngest people ever to win the award. I mean, he's fresh out of college, was just a few months ago, was playing wide receiver at the University of Arkansas. I mean, so this guy is crazy, crazy athletic, dual sport athlete out of college, probably played more than two in high school, but then goes to one of the biggest stages in this event in track and field and wins, gets the gold there. And it was a close race, but if you look at our website, supertalk.fm, you see the featured image. You see him kind of cruising to the finish line ahead of the pack. And, you know, what's ironic is a day and a half before this event, this happened Friday, a day and a half, so on Wednesday, a doping control officer, you know, they're always around making sure that the athletes are not using steroids and whatnot, had accidentally injected the wrong part of his arm, and he developed a blood clot that he said he might have embellished this a little bit, like the size of a softball, maybe, I don't know, but big blood clot.
Seems big.
And he couldn't sleep on that side of his body that night. So, I mean,
that's scary.
Yeah, and that is scary health-wise, and that undoubtedly affects you mentally and even physically going into the competition too. But he said, my favorite line is what he said in a press conference. He said, the devil's going to try. The devil's going to try, but it seemed like the devil didn't win this one. And our friend Jordan Anthony, obviously, big shout out to him for representing Mississippi on, you know, one of the biggest stages in athletics.
I would love to know more about his story. At what point was it a coach, a mentor, his mom, Jesus, who that sort of said, hey, don't give up on like a track and field dream, if like football, because you know sometimes one sport gets a little bit more glitter and gold than the other in terms of the eyes of people, but like you would have never had this opportunity had you not made a shift at some point or continued on your career in a different direction. So that's kudos to him or whoever who recognized his potential in a different field.
Absolutely.
And the courage to do something different.
Oh, no doubt. And he turned pro, too, to do track and field, too. I don't believe he's going to the NFL draft or anything.
Right.
But so, I mean, this is what he wants to do. This is his passion. And like you said, I mean, I guarantee someone along the way said, look, you're really fast and you do catch the football pretty well. I mean, it's very hard. I don't know. Our listening audience knows it's very, very hard to play football for a D1 school in the SEC as well and to play meaningful snaps. I mean, that's very, very, very difficult to do. So this guy has to be incredibly athletic to do that just in general. And if you're as fast as he is, you'll get on the field at some point. But still, right. I mean, that dream, oh, cool, I could be in the NFL. Oh, cool, I could be the next Tyreek Hill, I can be the next, you know, whoever.
Hold a world record.
Right. I can go with, I could be the next Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
I could be the next Justin Gatlin. And those are some of the names that were mentioned, too, of the other past winners, Justin Gatlin being an American who has run in the Olympics forever. And now his name is up there next to his.
You know, I don't know the exact time, so forgive me. But I remember when my daughter ran track and being out there and watching at least in the shorter runs, like what the 200 meter and the 100 meter and all, like Hussein, where he holds all the, you know, big records. The difference between just your best high school athletes and like that is not but like a couple seconds off. So to recognize the level of like athleticism and intentional training and growth and development just to shave.
Absolutely.
like 3 seconds off of 100 meters is just mind-boggling to me.
I mean, a tenth of a second
yes.
in these things.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
yeah.
the difference between getting first place and getting ninth place.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I mean,
yeah.
that's how precise these events are. So to have someone like him, I mean, he didn't just do this overnight. I mean, I know he's just naturally and probably just genetically really fast, but there's a lot mm-hmm. that goes into this, too, a lot of coaching. And it's cool to see, you know, someone from Little Tylertown, Mississippi,
Super
thriving.
Cool. Yeah.
Thriving. we're getting close to concert season rolling around. I know we've got concerts and stuff happening all over. I know we've got Larry the Cable Guy. You follow me up. I follow up Larry the Cable Guy, Rebecca. This is not fair. Mater, one of my childhood heroes. Everybody loved Lightning McQueen. I'm a Mater fan. And so one cool thing is that show is coming up like this weekend. Well, just, you know, maybe 45 minutes south of that, probably the biggest college baseball series in Mississippi this year will be taking place, regular season-wise. Ole Miss and Mississippi State will be playing. So, guys, if you have time, go to the Heindel Center, check out Larry the Cable Guy, then go to Swayze and check out Ole Miss and State on the diamond. But we've got some cool concerts coming up this year. Today it was announced that the Doobie Brothers, one of my favorites, will be doing two Mississippi shows this year in October. So smack dab in the middle of football season. October 14th, that's a Wednesday, they'll be in Brandon at the amphitheater. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later, they'll be down on the Gulf Coast in the Coast Coliseum. I am, as soon as tickets are available, I'm like, yeah, buy. I told my better half, Tori, I was like, hey, we're going to the Doobie Brothers concert in October, just letting you know. She's like, oh, yay. She's like, she's fine. Like, she likes a lot of their songs. She's not as huge of a fan as I am. But she's like, I mean, if you want to go, we can go. That's fine. But I'm like,
we're going.
I'm like doing cartwheels and jumping jacks and backflips. I have bad knees. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Proverbially, though, in my mind, I'm like, yes, we're doing this. But another cool concert before that in Brandon, Salt and Peppa and TLC are teaming up. I know. No scrubs. We're not chasing waterfalls. None of that. But September 27th, also smack dab in the middle of football season as well, the Brandon Amphitheater. So, I mean, we've got a lot of cool things happening. One of the biggest pet peeves of mine, Rebecca, and I'm going to go on a little rant for a second, is I've got friends who have moved out of Mississippi. You know, we have the whole brain drain and whatnot. They say, well, there's nothing to do in Mississippi. Never anything happening.
Plenty happening. You don't even have to try to find it.
I mean, look at who all's coming here.
Yeah.
I mean, I could easily on one hand count within 10 seconds all the things that are happening in Mississippi, things to do here. Another cool thing, too, is the weather's getting a good bit warmer now. Got pretty hot yesterday. Going to be time to start going to the beach. Our friends down on the coast will be ready to welcome us with open arms. City of Ocean Springs got named number 19 on Southern Living's top 20 beach destinations. JT Mitchell, my boss, news director, has a story on that on supertalk.fm. But also, one of the undervalued assets in our state is our coast, is all these amazing cities that we have.
The events they have weekend after weekend after weekend.
Well, the art scene, everything that's going on down there. I mean, when you think of, you know, going on a beach vacation, people think, you know, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, 38, et cetera. You know all of them, Sandestin, whatever. You know all of them. But one of those things, some of the things that those places lack is the culture that the Mississippi Gulf Coast has. I mean, they don't have the art scene that, or the culinary scene that
or
Ocean Springs has.
Like the unique walkability kind of cozy feel that your smaller coastal towns have.
Yeah, you feel like you're in a small town. It's more relaxed, easier pace. But again, there's so much going on. And then, 10 minutes away from Ocean Springs, you have all these different resort casinos, Margaritaville, and all these event destinations. So, I mean, guys, we're past spring break. We're getting close to summer.
And Ship Island is celebrating 100 years. So that's insane. So
very historic and always, I mean, there's always something going on the coast. And I have a sibling that lives on the coast, and I like to go down there. I love going to the aquarium, of course. Mm-hmm. Now I've got more incentive to go with the penguins. I've never once gone down there and said, man, you know, it was all right. I've always had just the best time ever going down to the coast. And so now Ocean Springs is getting some recognition by Southern Living, which is had close to 20,000 responses on, like, what's the best beach destinations in the South?
Cool. Well, the whole coastal Mississippi would be a great place to go, as well as supertalk.fm/lifestyle for all the other good headlines. Caleb, it was always fun to have you in on a Monday.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. Glad to be on.
All right, you guys stick with us. We got a few more good things for you coming up next.
the best man.
It's good to have you listening to Good Things. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Now, here's more on Super Talk Mississippi.
I get tickled every time thinking about getting shot by electric eel. Welcome back to Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm, also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. It's free. We hope you have downloaded that. It's also free to find us on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, as well as watching us on your computer, your mobile device. You can also watch us on Roku, Amazon Fire TV devices, even YouTube. You can also watch Supertalk TV live on CSpire TV if you've got that. Then we're on Channel 70. You'll find us right next to the Weather Channel. If you'd like to find out more ways you can connect and watch or listen, go to supertalk.fm/connect. You can also connect on the CSpire text line, 601-879-4395. Tell us hi. Tell us how your weekend went, what you got coming up, anything good you want to share. Always fun to have Caleb in and talk about the good headlines over at supertalk.fm. One thing he was mentioning from the concerts, so obviously the beaches, but too, like the festivals. So today is National Tamale Day, and I don't know exactly when the Tamale Festival is, but it's one of the longer running ones here in Mississippi, and it sells out pretty fast usually, or not, maybe not sells out, but the hotels and the travel and all of that surrounding it is probably already booked up coming up the next year. It does look like
October 15th through the 17th.
As soon as I hit it, it will be the Tamale Festival. So why they didn't get with the Delta Hot Tamale Festival and find out what day the national day should be on, then shame on them. But kudos to them for putting it in a cooler environment in the Mississippi Delta than maybe, well, I guess March, depending on where you're at. It's going to depend on what kind of weather that you will have. But, man, tamales is one of those things will revoke your Mississippi card if you don't like them. You don't have to love them. You don't have to eat your weight in them. But if you just say, ooh, then it's like, are you even from Mississippi if you don't like a tamale? Favorite way to eat them, Rhino, other than yes?
With saltines and hot sauce.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My other way is I just really love them over a bowl of chili. And maybe that's why my mind is like, why is this in March? Because it does, in our family anyway, it does lend more to a fall and kind of winter kind of food, because we typically got them to put them on top or eat alongside chili. But I do know that it's clearly, you can have them throughout the year, and restaurants serve them all year long, and they are great sort of appetizers. But it does feel more like a fall food than a spring food if I had to, like, categorize it. And I really don't know why I have to feel like I have to categorize it. It's just the way that we do it, just the way that we eat it in that way.
Donna in Oxford chimes in with squeezed lemon juice on tamales on cracker only.
Yes. Okay. The saltine really does hit it off, though. Corn chips, not so bad either. Derek and Greenwood, tamales require
canned cheddar cheese.
Canned cheddar cheese. It's awesome.
Like easy cheese.
Like easy cheese. Okay, when I was thinking, I was like, I haven't thought about easy cheese. Man.
It's the Leaning Tower of Cheese.
I hadn't thought about that deliciously processed American staple in a really, really long time. What you used to put them on the, was it like the... They still probably make them. Is it the chicken-flavored
crackers?
Chicken biscuits.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of like a staple, or like Ritz crackers. And you would just stand there. Or maybe you still do at the counter or in the pantry.
And you'll be surprised how quickly that can runs out.
And that, but, and you, it's one of those snacks you don't feel like you don't need to sit down and, like, make it formal. It's a very, like, stand there and just... And can you...
Sitting there with the micro tweezers, putting parsley on each individual cracker with the... No.
No. And don't waste your Triscuits for that. Get a cheaper cracker to go down with it. You cannot pull out the can of string cheese and not at least a little on your finger or just right into the mouth. It's just... It's like shredded cheese. Who actually gets out the shredded cheese without having some not for what said purpose was? It feels like you just can't do it. I don't know.
Honestly, with that one, personally, with shredded cheese, it depends on how big the bag of shredded cheese is. because I'm just me by myself living alone, if I don't have need for a whole lot of shredded cheese, like if the meals I got planned out for the next week or so don't require a whole lot, I'll get the small bag. And having bigger hands don't quite fit in the small bag, so I don't get that handful out first. But if I'm planning on using a lot of shredded cheese and I get the big bag, yeah, every single time I go to it, I'm going to get a handful out.
Also, with shredded cheese, if the recipe requires a half a cup, I don't know anybody who doesn't put a cup in. If the recipe requires a cup, I don't know anybody who doesn't put two cups in. Like, if you're not doubling the shredded cheese...
I don't measure. That feels like enough cheese.
It's like if you're not doubling the amount of shredded cheese that the recipe calls for, then you're not living right. Because it never feels like a half a cup to a 9x13. What is that going to do? What's that even, you can't even see it melt. It just disappears in there. That's not enough cheese. All right, stick with us. You got more coming up next with the boys with Sports Talk from 3 to 6. Rhino and I'll meet you back here tomorrow at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.